Blog Talk Radio.
Hitting the base runner.
Like, okay. What about the defense?
Defense is solid.
outfield, anybody be very good for tackling catching this stuff? Who's our best outfielder, do you think, in your opinion? Who am I putting you on the spot? Any Mike Trout coming out there?
Mike Trout. I just seen a Mike
That's
Trout.
Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Should they make solid?
Solid. Chris Bryant, though.
Chris Bryant, solid.
Solid.
Yeah.
Any Patrick Kane on that thing?
Patrick Kane? Probably a lot of them.
No, he like the best in the league.
Probably Chris Bryant. Probably Chris Bryant.
That boy going to the Hall of Fame. He only like 26.
Yeah, it's going to be Chris Bryant. White Sox won, 7-6.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he then made me a always kind of like the Cubs until I got older and started seeing how everybody was rooting for the Sox to the South Side. And I'll never hang up north.
Yeah, but I mean, I wasn't hanging up north either when I first started with the Cubs. I was a kid. I wasn't hanging nowhere. It was 84. Sean Johnson, Ryan Spade,
Sam Bird,
Keith Moreland.
You know your cubbies.
Bobby Dunier.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's dude's name?
Leon Durham.
No, the dude.
The bull, Leon Durham.
Who looked like he had a fake, he was like Apollo Creed a little bit. He was like the man for the Cubs.
Oh.
Black dude. I can't remember his name. Hey, I can't remember his little name right now.
Okay, here. Hey, call in and let us know. Who was the guy that used to play for the Cubs that looked like Apollo Creed? And I guess had a nice bat, supposed to have been the leader for the Cubs. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I can't remember his name for a long time.
347-838-8449. Baltimore.
You happy about that?
Yep. What did I say? I told everybody. Everybody, no. Now they're going to fall in the first round.
But look who they win against.
It don't matter.
It matters.
No.
They go against Atlanta. And they're not there yet.
Now they're about to go against
Cleveland.
I know. That's going to be.
LeBron.
I don't think they're going to win that one.
No.
I don't think they're going to win that one. I really don't. Been heartbroken.
Game winning, missing 3-point shot at the buzzer?
Yeah. I mean, but he has to see it.
John Wall has a deep kind of heartbroken. He missed a couple games.
Yeah.
I know he thought he could have did a lot more.
Yeah. Bradley Beal was, you know, I guess he was just disappointed. He did all he could. So, I mean, Warriors won on the last minute shot.
This is game seven for them, right?
Didn't they win?
Them be the late games. Them games be hard to keep up with.
I think they just won the series.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, they going on. Clippers. Did they beat the Clippers?
The Clippers won the series too, didn't
they?
That's a game seven.
Yeah.
We'll go to Rockets. Just because James Harden, I think, going to explode.
So, he's going to have a better game than CP3?
I know he's going to have, it's a chance that he'll have, but Blake be killing.
Right.
But he was second in MVP voting. James Harden was, so you got to give him, like, he's going to do something.
So, the perfect matchup would be the MVP winner, and the runner-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's cold.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah. That's what it's going to be.
We're going to get up and coming stars.
Yep.
There's going to be a lot of storms.
Yep. That's what the fans want to see. Clippers
going
down. Who's
going to win? Who's going to be in the finals then?
So they might get at the heart because they gave Curry the MVP. They might get at the heart.
That's huge.
I think I just told it.
With a Harden, I mean, we are like just letting Atlanta. It's kind of like to get Atlanta.
Yeah.
I guess the foregone conclusion is they're going to lose.
Right.
And right. They ain't even played the game yet.
Yeah. I hate to say it. That's the truth. That's what I believe. What are they supposed to say? You know?
That'll be a boring game, unless they're trying to give it to a West team. Then they'll make Atlanta. I don't know if they will keep up with Golden State. They will have a better chance with Houston.
Yeah.
Cleveland
is.
See, they match up better with Golden State because Golden State doesn't have a low post game, so it's like, they got guards. Cleveland got perimeter to keep up with your perimeter.
Right.
There's a low post that they would have trouble with. Now, if you got Dwight Howard against Tristan Thompson and Miles Goff, like, much as I don't like Dwight Howard, I think he would win those matches on a nightly basis for him. But they wouldn't have enough scoring.
Houston.
Wouldn't have enough scoring.
Right.
I mean, Golden State would, but it'll be a little harder for them. If you'll play like who? Ian Shumpert on?
Harrison Barnes.
Like, what's name ain't going to be in the stick? Kyrie Irving with his foot not going to be in the stick, Stephen Curry. So you'll have
he
to
wouldn't
play.
Be able to stick him anyway.
They would go up.
Yeah, that's what would happen, ultimately. Who had Klay Thompson?
He just made somebody fall yesterday.
Who had Klay Thompson?
It'll be...
J.R. Smith?
See, that's a two guard.
Shumpert?
They have to. It's going to start off Kyrie Irving on Stephen Curry. Ian Shumpert on Tristan Thompson. LeBron on Iguodala. You play for Golden State?
Yeah.
Then it'll be Bogut in?
Yeah. Okay.
David Lee.
David Lee.
Tristan Thompson. Yeah. And Miles Goff again. Yeah, Bogut.
Who got Klay Thompson?
It'll be Ian Shumpert. Got Klay Thompson like 6'6", 6'5". Ian Shumpert like 6'3". But not no pump.
Right.
But they definitely got, like, out of fools, they wasn't making them pay. Golden State going to make Cleveland pay with them three.
Yeah.
Keep letting... Probably
right.
Just spill it.
Right.
But let them get into it. Now, it ain't Derrick Rose spilling it. Well, more than likely, he might miss a couple times. Stephen Curry hitting 10-11. You better get out on him. You'll have to put LeBron on him.
Eventually. He won't start up that way, but they might start up that way.
He can't stick with him.
He's going to embarrass LeBron. He's going to make him fall. His head was too good.
Allen Iverson just said that Curry handles better than his.
Good.
I would say.
I would. They're there.
No.
But the Curry made people fall a lot.
Iverson made people fall in the finals.
He dribbles through people. Like, dribbles through that.
I've never seen anybody rip up Allen Iverson.
I don't know. That's probably happened before, though.
I don't remember. I'm talking about for at least 10 years straight.
Well, I think. I really do. I think it's happening.
Yeah, ripping up ice. Put your hand in there. You reach, he teach.
True. What do you think about these changes in the in college ball? They changed the shot clock from 30, 35 to 30.
Speed the game up. A lot of people have been like, complaining how
timeouts you went from five to four.
It's so many passes. It's 100 passes.
It is.
One possession.
Right.
Until the shot clock gets to like 8 and then somebody panics.
That's what makes college ball bored to be.
Right. It's too much. It's too. And the coach is trying to make the team their identity instead of the players having their identity. They're not trying to bring out the best in a player. They're trying to make their system look good.
Yeah. The Duke system or the North Carolina system or the Kentucky system. So shortening
the shot clock and things like that is going to speed things up where you're going to have to rely more on the players out there.
Yeah.
Your system.
And it makes for a more exciting game.
Yeah.
Then I watch it. That was supposed to be a significant change that they made. But, going to these Bulls, bro. They just tough.
Hello?
Of course, the LA Radio. What's going on?
How's it going, man? How your Clippers doing, man?
How's my who?
How your Clippers doing?
My Clippers?
Yeah, your Clippers, man.
Nah, I'm a Bulls fan.
Oh, man, how they doing? How's the fishing trip?
The fishing trip, bro, it's doing well. I'm catching a few lines now.
So you think they should fire Thibodeau?
No.
Thibodeau is a good coach. I like his scheme and everything, but he tends to play his players too long. He doesn't give rookies a shot.
But I don't think he deserves to be fired.
Oh, okay. All right, man.
What do you think?
No, I don't think he deserves to be fired, man, because you got to give it to him, man. His defensive schemes is ridiculous because he takes players that ain't really too much defensive players, but it's just his scheme that makes the defense great. You know?
You're right. Hey, where you from?
I'm Jay from L.A.
Jay from L.A. Oh, man, we got L.A. in the house.
So I have to go down with the Clippers and Golden State. What y'all want over there?
Oh man, we don't mess with the Clippers in L.A. Man, we a Laker town, so we hoping the Clippers go down, you know, for the most part. But Golden State is looking good, but I don't know about them, man. They one of them type of teams that you don't know about, like you don't know where they gonna go, you know, they not proven yet.
So you hope he comes back? What's the word on Kobe? You hope he comes back?
Oh no, man! We messed up by even re-signing him, man. They should have let him go, dog. A long time ago, a couple years ago. Nobody want to play with Kobe. Nobody want to play with him. You know, that's real.
That's what I've been on. That's what I keep saying. It's hard to play with Kobe.
It is hard to play with him.
Very good player, but it's just hard to play with Kobe. I wouldn't want to play with him.
I would. I think Kobe want to win. If you really want to win, I think you can. Well, this from a Chicago point of view. It looked like if you really want to win, you can get along with Kobe. If it's anything else other than championships, y'all not going to get along.
No,
is it like that anyway?
Hello?
Is it like that anyway?
Right there. I don't know, man. Kobe, I think I would have wanted to play with him like 4 years ago when he's at his prime, at his top of his game, or even when he fell off a little, it's cool to play with Kobe. But when you got an aging Kobe with all these injuries and you still want to be the man, nah. Ain't those other superstars going to come in there and play with him. If you had top-notch Kobe, that argument would be cool. Like, okay, he's a winner. But he's not. He's not top-notch right now, man. It's like, you know, it's like having a Clyde Drexler in his fading days talking about he the man. This is his thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's interesting to hear from L.A., the Lakers fans say that. It's very interesting.
Yeah. But that's the general consensus out here, man. It's like, you know, people pretty much done with Kobe, you know. Because it's like, it's not even a fact, you know, Kobe's Kobe, but he just ain't got the game he think he got right now. You know, he got more confidence in his game than what he really got. You know?
And he's
that type of dude. You know, he's different than Duncan. Duncan doesn't mind being a role player. He's going to play his role. Kobe even stated that. He said he ain't going to never be a role player. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to never do that. He ain't going to never do that. He's always going to be the man, or he's going to retire. So with that mentality, nobody want to play with him.
That's true.
Man, what do y'all thinking, man? What are y'all thinking about, man? I know it's kind of old, but, man, the Pac-Man-Mayweather fight, man. What you guys take from a Pac-Man's shoulder?
I think if his shoulder was hurt, then he needed a shot. They should have gave him a shot. I don't know about him. I thought he disclosed that he was injured. This whole lawsuit thing, I think, is a bunch of bull crap. The fight itself, I think it was what you could expect from Mayweather. You know,
he did what he did.
Yeah, he's just a defensive fighter, man. So how much money did you lose or win?
Huh?
I actually lost some money on
Pacquiao, because I thought Pacquiao would cut off the ring and do all that. I was dumb by the hype. But I rewatched the fight, and Pacquiao, he's a bitch. I didn't came to that conclusion because his shoulder wasn't bothering him like that. Because I rewatched the fight and I looked, grimaced. You know what I'm saying? When you're in pain, you're going to grimace. You're going to do something. He didn't do nothing. It ain't even about the shot. His corner is experienced enough to give him some kind of treatment on the corner. They didn't put no ice on his shoulder. They didn't massage his shoulder. He didn't move his shoulder in a certain way. Like, it was hurting, like, you know, stretch it out. He didn't do nothing. So if your shoulder bothering you, why you showing no symptoms? And then at the end of the fight, you raise both of your arms in victory. Come on, man. If you got a 12 World Tag Cup, if it's that bad, a 12 World Tag Cup, you're not going to raise your arm in victory for 2 minutes straight. You know what I'm saying? With no grimace on your face, nothing. Just like, it's whatever. Smiling and stuff. Come on, man. He's going to fool people.
That's exactly why Money May don't want to give him another fight.
And that's what I was saying. Like, why would he? He's acting like a bitch now. And I'm a Pacquiao fan. But I respect Mayweather for that. I'm like, why get this dude a rematch? And he playing Mayweather, basically. He doing him dirty, like, ain't giving him no credit. And you know, he's going out like a bitch. I done seen NBA players, they do it, and football players. Don't get me wrong, he probably had a little aggravated injury in his shoulder that he needed surgery, but he was just putting it off for a long time or whatever. But it was nothing that really affected him. Just like NBA players, like Kobe, he done did it a lot of times. He'll play the whole season and get surgery after the season. Shaq done did it on injuries. So the surgery really ain't shit. People trying to make a big deal, oh, he's getting surgery. Athletes do it all the time off season, get surgery and play out the season. So that shit is bullshit.
You're right.
You know
hey,
what
bro.
I'm saying?
Hey.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Hey, appreciate your call, man.
All right, man. Have a good
what's
one.
What's your name again?
Jay.
Jay from LA. Hey, call back,
call
man. Hey, keep listening to us, man. Spread the word, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, see.
For sure. Jay from LA. That's weird, because we're talking about sports, man. Somebody got some slated to do. Now, you, first of all, bro, you.
I went down with the ship.
Hold on.
I was the band.
Listen. You. Before this game, the show before this game, right? Come on and hop off. This is your last chance to get on. Now, you just test my loyalty, right? So I had no choice but to hop on the bridge. Am I right?
Well, she had what we were talking about.
No, you had a choice.
No, he tested my loyalty.
You had a choice.
I had to say yes.
Definitely had
to. I had to say yes. The bridge is going down. The bridge,
know,
I couldn't be left on the outside.
What happened?
I can't be left on the outside.
You know what
I got to go down.
Before.
I still got to shake your hand.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We did, though.
Right.
We did all did.
But we did it together.
We went. We went down. Sports Reality Radio, we went down with the Bulls, too. Reluctantly.
Me?
But my loyalty was tested, so I went. Shout out to Rick, though. He was a leader. You know what I'm saying? He was on the bridge from day one. I was not. And I'm fine with that. But we're dead now. And so is Coach Tibbs.
Oh, my God.
Now.
This is huge.
This is huge. The game.
The game. Not practice.
Not practice. The game.
The game.
You watch the game, right? I know y'all watch the game. You watch the game, right?
I watched the game.
What did you see in the game?
I saw a lot of lackadaisicalness. I know that's not a word.
But I understand what you mean.
I didn't see any fire to get it done, really.
Right. Right. Did you see any wacky shots? Like, dang, why did you shoot that?
A lot.
Yeah. A
couple of them. Aaron Brooks threw up a couple threes that I didn't appreciate. Well, maybe
you
we missed our hair shooting in the third quarter. Like, we didn't go to the hole at all.
Right. Noah, what's wrong with Noah trying to take the layup and get it swatted off the backboard by LeBron? You don't know how to dunk?
He was at a bogus angle.
How you miss a lay? How did Dunleavy miss a straight up layup in front of the rim? Like he didn't even put no effort to it. He just kind of like.
Why didn't McDermott play any time?
How come McDermott and Snell didn't play?
What did you get them for?
I don't know. Now.
Well, how long was he going to keep Pound Gasol out in that game? That game should have been all Bulls, all starter, all game.
Yeah.
That's your season on the line.
Now, listen.
Not saying Thibodeau's a bad coach.
Now, listen. Why did the Bulls lose? Why did they shoot so bad? That's historically bad. From the first quarter to the last quarter. They only hit, like, what, 17 shots?
I know for a minute they say we didn't hit in, like, 11 minutes.
That's a whole quarter.
Yeah, but it was, like, from the second to the third.
That's from
like,
the first.
No, it was,
fourth.
Like, the sixth, third. Like, that third quarter, both our teams went, like,
cold from the start. I remember that part.
Until like 5 minutes left in the quarter,
and then
somebody else hit.
And then Cleveland took off.
Went on a
20-2
run.
The rest of the game.
Referees?
No, not that game.
We weren't getting any calls throughout this whole series. I don't know if anybody's seen this, the whole series. Call in 347-838-8449. LeBron got a new move called a clear out. And they don't call it on him at all. He moves you with his own arm.
Yeah.
Every time he comes to the hole.
Yeah.
That's not a call anymore, I guess.
But that's not how we lost.
That's huge.
They quit.
I don't think they quit.
The Bulls quit.
I don't think they quit.
I think they quit.
I think people started understanding how Demir was the referee, bro. Like,
no.
They understand how to get a team hot and cold. If every time I shoot, if I'm the Bulls and you Cleveland, every time I shoot, they not calling no fouls, down, nothing. None. So you able to be up and running. But every time you shoot, if it's offensive foul, they letting over the bats come and get offensive rebounds. So they're allowing Cleveland to play fluid and then chopping up our game every time.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I agree with that, too. But the Bulls quit, man, and I think they quit for a reason. It's just my thought. This is just my thought, y'all. I think the Bulls quit for Coach Tibbs. I think they knew that Coach was going to get fired with or without this win, with or without this ring, and they decided they weren't going to try to, you know, fight no more for this organization. That's what they're doing to the coach.
So you think it's a protest?
Yeah.
So there's going to be anarchy in the Bulls locker room this year if we do get in the coach.
No, it won't. They just did what they did, and they done.
Why are they so eager to get rid of Thibodeau?
Because he won't agree with what they want to do.
And what is it that they want to do?
I think they want to monitor the players' time and all of that. Who plays and all of that. I think they want to do that. Like the bookies getting the game, You know, I think they probably want the rookies in the game. Then he don't do none of that.
I can definitely see all of that.
You know, call in at 347-838-8449. Let me know what you think about what I just said. Is that a possibility? I think that's a possibility. I told a few people this, and I got a couple of reactions like, oh man, you know what? That would be the only way that they'll be heard. Or like, hey, you know what? That makes sense.
Do you think the players that we're holding back could be a lot better? All right, so that would be Snell, for Rose, more for Aaron Brooks, less for Jimmy Butler. But yeah, like change the rotation more, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, less Rose and more Aaron Brooks?
As far as your minutes, consuming your minutes. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that.
I mean, who you going to bring in? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that. Sports Reality Radio, what's going on?
Gentlemen, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Now we're going to the Twinkies game. We're going to go downtown and watch the Twinkies play Tampa Bay Rays today. At going leaving the house right now. So I see your pumpkin ball team, the Bastards, got kicked out, and then you're going to fire your coach. What goes on with the owner of that pumpkin ball team? I mean, who are you going to bring in to deal with Rose? I mean, you know, you're on the edge. I just don't. Then you're going to rebuild a whole different system. I don't care what sport it is, but if it's football, hockey, baseball, I don't get that. Now, you know, the Blackhawks are rule the city right now, but it's good to see the Bulls falling back in the saddle. Now you're going to fire your coach as a casual pumpkin ball fan. That makes no sense.
Hey, that's what I mean, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, I believe that the Bulls quit in honor or as a rebellion for the organization firing coach, whether they win or not.
I don't get it. It makes no sense to me. I mean, you guys got a good run there in the playoffs, and then you're going to fire your coach, just like here in Minnesota, the Wild. We'll see what happens with them. You know, if they can do. I mean, you know, they don't fire their coaches or get rid of their thing. If you got success, you got in the playoffs. You got to redo your club and just kind of maybe bring in something else. Rose can't do it himself. You know, you got to have someone in the middle. You got to have a guy that can get the ball around. It's not golf, not tennis. It's a team sport. So I just think it's your owner of it's the same guy that owns the white trash, right? The same guy, correct? He owns both baseball and pumpkin ball. So that guy's been a freak. He had a gift with Jordan and Pippen. You know, that guy's an idiot. He owns it because he can. What you need is, like here in Minnesota with the Wild, you have a hockey guy that likes hockey and wants to win. You know?
Right.
That's the problem.
I agree.
And that's what you want. You want an owner that just like the Wolf of the Blackhawks. They like hockey. They, besides selling beverages and alcohol, they own one sport. I don't like the cross ownership. I like just one, you know, one owner on one team. That's it. That's what he concentrates on. Because all he does, Rolstock, whatever his name is, he's there for the profit of money. You know, and he just shuffles two guys. So and the people that get screwed are you, the fans that follow the pumpkin ball team and the city of organized crime, corruption. So. It's too bad. I read about that. Why, you know, they're going to fire his ass? I don't. You know, the Zen Master's not going to come back. That'd be sweet. He should leave the Knickerbockers and come on back. You should go pick him up in New York City and bring him back on a Greyhound bus and bring him back to the organized crime. You know, but I don't know. You got to find somebody out there, young coach. I mean, they got the guy from the Florida Gangsters. He went to the Thugs out there in Oklahoma. So you have to find a young. If you get somebody. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're gonna, you know, you gotta bring someone in that's gonna care about the city and care about Chicago. And these punks are playing pumpkin ball. Rose have listened to these guys, and you know, and the language we speak is money, and that's what it is in Chicago. And you got your Bears and you've got your Bulls right now, and they're, you know. But
what about Alvin Gentry?
If he get it done, I don't know my pumpkin ball coaches that well. But you got to bring in someone that's a good taskmaster, and you bring back that triangle that's a hockey slang triangle. Bring a guy in that's going to bring you wins, knows how to win. I think up tempo game is something you can do.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
What'd you say?
That's what I was saying. Like, but you were saying, who would you limit minutes to?
The song, the size as it stands right now, you have to find another center. Take some minutes from Noah. We need to find a center that scores. We need to trade Noah. We need to trade Noah.
What does Noah do?
We need to trade Noah and go get LaMarcus Aldridge.
That would be you.
Sign a trade.
That would definitely be you.
We need somebody to score. I love Noah.
Said,
I love Noah.
Nobody wants to believe you.
That's what I'm saying. Noah's great. Noah's, man, it's all love, man. But on a business end, like, we need some scoring down low, man. Yeah, we can't really, you know, depend on Noah.
No, we never were supposed to.
No, we never were supposed to, but it hurts us.
Because we don't utilize him right.
But I don't know. I mean, what is it, post-mark?
No, how post-pass. Pass. Like, pass from the top of the post, top of the key.
Right, that's what he does.
Not really. Like, they try to keep the ball in Rose's hand. But Noah's a pretty good pass. I don't know.
We need a scoring center.
We don't click.
We don't click. They don't click.
We don't click. We go on flashes, but we don't click. And we don't
they never really played together.
We don't
the whole season. They didn't play together the whole season.
Rose needs like a really him and Mirtich. Like he needs a big shooter.
So does LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah.
They cool with each other.
We're supposed to get LaMarcus Aldridge, but we get Tyrese Thomas.
Right. And LaMarcus wanted to come here, right?
We drafted him, and then we traded him.
Right. So we might as well come on home. It's time. It's time.
It depends on how much we pay.
That would be a big man. That would be huge.
That would be huge.
That would be huge. Noah would be gone, man. They'd be like,
yeah.
It'd be bittersweet. Like,
Look at all the work he did in the community.
Right.
People that died around him, he knows.
Yeah, he's Chicago, dude. Nah.
He didn't really know it was that easy.
Man, try to trade
yeah,
Tyrese.
Like all them.
Yeah, Tyrese.
Matt Butler.
Matt Butler.
Rose, Butler, and really, to be honest, yeah, the only keepers are Rose, Butler, and
right. The power, right? Rose.
That's all.
Rose, Butler.
If you get everywhere, it's Rose,
Butler,
and Aldridge. You good. I don't care who else you put around them.
Right.
Everybody else is untouchable.
Right. You get, yeah. Rose, Butler, Aldridge. We still had to fall.
So it says, like, Noah could be traded.
Yeah.
I don't want him to.
I don't either, but it makes sense, man, because it's starting to be his good points are starting to be a liability.
You know, Rose don't click.
No.
It's like when Rose not playing, Noah is the man.
Right.
I don't know. It's like Rose through a hole. It's almost like a Jay Cutler fit.
So they about to trade Rose?
No.
Right.
Keep him.
All right.
But
does Noah just have a bad year? Injury? Something? Playing through something? I don't know. Was it best year, last year?
This was just a bad series. Noah don't be weak like that, though.
No, he's not.
That was just a bad series for him. Because he played good against the Bucks, played good against good teams.
You can't have a bad series against the Cavaliers.
They just let them win, bro. That's what I'm saying. It was more than that, right? They didn't quit. We weren't getting no fouls. They were slowing the game down. Man, how many complaints did you have for the Bulls during that series?
A lot.
A lot. Like, it's the Cleveland Patriots or the New England Cavaliers. How do you want to look at it?
Would you trade Miller, 347-838-8449? Is it time to make a change? Is it time to shake up the Bulls?
It's going to be Rose Butler, McDermott, Aldridge, and...
It's going to be who? Rose, McDermott.
Rose, Butler, McDermott, Aldridge, and I don't know. Trade everybody for Aldridge.
Pretty basic stuff.
You put McDermott in there and you let him roll out.
Yeah. The new coach is going to do that. And he's going to have a new coach now. Got Casey. That's what he's going to do.
About these guys, man.
That's exactly what Scott Casey's going to do.
I don't know about these guys.
You know, I don't know. If it's Scott Casey or Alvin Gentry, or it could be the dude from
Fred Hoiberg. It's like they won't yes me in.
Right. And that's why Pierce is out. Let's get up for football.
I got Tom Brady, Deflategate. 15 years, 40 years. How big of a deal is that?
I think it's huge. You know why it's big? Because every other quarterback in the league now is sitting back like, oh my god, oh no. Who is that? They coming? What do they want? What's this letter? What do they want to talk to people? Yeah.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
What about the AFC East? The Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets. That's that division. With the draft that they had and the offseason that those teams had, and by Tom Brady missing the first four games of the year, possibly, does that open the door for any one of those teams to come up?
Yeah, they take advantage of it. They got to take advantage of it.
The Bills almost got the best roster in the league as far as playmakers.
So I would say the Bills would have the best opportunity to take advantage of it.
They just had a great offseason. They got Bryce Petty and they got Leonard Williams.
So you got the Patriots in third place?
They got Dominican Sue and already got Cameron Lee.
You got the Patriots in last place until Brady get back?
No, I'm saying that division is...
So you like almost got everybody actually moving up.
No, I'm saying, like, say they don't win those first four games.
Right. I mean, everybody's probably going to move up.
The game, but they have to make up.
And the Patriots probably going to be at the bottom.
They're a good team, though.
They probably be like 1-3. They might be 1-3.
Instead of 4-0.
They'd be 1-3.
Running away with it.
I say 1-3.
I say they're not going to have home court advantage throughout the playoffs.
Right. But then Brady's going to come back and then they're going to go on.
They're on fire. A 12-game win streak.
12-game win streak.
Back in the Super Bowl.
Because he's still going to be practicing. Can he practice while he's suspended?
No, he can't be around the team. He can't be around the team after the season starts. He could be all the way up until after the season starts. He can't be around the facility at all.
So he's going to get all that in. He's going to get everything together. Now. He's going to get everything established now. He's going to get an understanding. And do you think Mr. Trapp, we're going to fight this?
He's definitely going up against that. And he was, like, in position to be with,
he's going to be like an Art Davis kind of thing. Like Art Davis, you know, he's called
him.
Art Davis.
Al Davis.
Al Davis. Oh, my bad. Al Davis.
the late Al Davis.
The late Al Davis fought the NFL for years.
Yeah. He was a pioneer for black people, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Sports reality check to you, Al Davis. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a man.
So, Robert Kraft, Mr. Robert Kraft, has he got a...
Yeah, he said he's going to sue the NFL.
On what grounds?
Defamation of character. I don't know. I just
on the grounds of. Oh, okay. Well,
lying on our team, making us look like we spoke it. Now, he said that they had to apologize if when the Flint Gate first started, if it was found that they wouldn't. They was like that they didn't do any tampering.
Who had to apologize?
Roddy Goodell. That's what Bob Kraft said.
He wanted to apologize.
NFL.
That's bold.
Yeah.
That's real bold. They're supposed to be cool, right?
Yeah.
Right. Kicking with each other at the prayer.
Both millionaires.
Right.
That's why people were thinking like the Patriots always win.
Right. But he was put in a tough position and he had to act on problems. He had to get his voice. That's huge. How would you handle that?
What?
I'm Robert Kraft, right? I'm Robert Kraft, and you commissioner. How are we gonna handle this?
I think they partnership is broken. They found him $1 million. Now, that's his money. Even though it really ain't him, it's the principal stuff.
Yeah. Right. Took $1 million. He sat his quarterback down. Fans ain't going to be able to see his quarterback four games or two, maybe, on the field. There. TV rating might go down a little bit. Nobody want to see Garoppolo or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Garoppolo.
Yeah. He's right. Yeah, I think he's right. But they might go up. But people might have got tired of looking at Tom Brady.
Which is going to just make some trade bait, Bill. And they're going to get four more picks in the first round. Patriots smart. They know how to work the system in all angles. Like, just think, if they just say he do good, Garoppolo.
Right.
Brady got at least three more years to trade him for a pick. Because if he do good in the first four games, teams don't notice.
Right.
He's like a prototypical quarterback.
Right, yeah.
It's just going to happen to the Patriots system. Like, y'all going to want him one day.
Yeah.
And we're going to get more picks in the first. So they're going to load up again, and they'll have a chance to, like, trade everything they got.
Hey, Garoppolo?
They be having like two of every picks in every round, like the first four rounds. They one draft and just give up their 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th round pick. Still got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th round pick.
Right.
Ain't no team gonna pick that, you know what I'm saying, for a cold quarterback to learn under Brady for his last year. It's like even when they get punished, they gonna do some right stuff.
Right. Right.
And I think they know that.
So that's what I'm saying. So now they're just making a lot of noise for character. Character reasons or whatever.
Teams be jealous of the Patriots because they win so much.
Why do they win so much?
They got a great quarterback coach combo.
That's part of it.
That's all you need. When your general manager, when Bill Belichick is like the general manager and coach. But when your general manager coach and started quarterback in Houston, that was like, what's the dude in New Orleans? They coach Sean Payton, I can't remember who was. He was a general manager to like head coach. It was like general manager, head coach, but they knocked that out the boot because that's one person.
Right.
And I'm cool with my quarterback. My quarterback cool with me, like, where it's like, I'm the leader, B. being a coach and general manager, but I'm going to make you the leader of the team, so I'm going to come to you, and you, I'm going to just tell you where it goes. You go express it to the team the way you think fit.
Right.
You in there.
Right.
But I won't fit Pat.
Right.
To have your quarterback looking like, oh, that, like he really see, like, that's a good idea. Cool. And go relay it, and then don't be no jerk.
Right.
Good idea, Eddie. You know what I'm saying? It's like a...
Right. Yeah, that's what I feel. Yeah.
So, like, the Patriots got it.
True. True. And nobody else. When he gets Tom Brady, everybody, Tom Brady related to everybody else. And that's it.
And if you don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like
everybody
it.
Come in already know Tom Brady is the man.
Right, yeah.
No question, Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
You don't even go to Bill Belichick. It's like the boss.
Right.
You don't talk to me, you talk to him.
Yeah.
Did you ask Tom?
Yeah, that's right, right, right.
No problem. Did you have time?
Did you have time? Right, right. Yeah. Well, whatever the leader on the defense is,
John Fox is the total officer. You come to our general manager, too.
Yeah.
So Kevin White got drafted, and he first met Ryan Pace. He was like, let's go. Came into the office like, let's go.
Yeah.
General manager was like,
yeah.
Told them on the phone how the downtown reacted when we picked them. We cold, man. We picking up. I know this transition is to the Bears.
That's
but
true.
We just picked up three good more personnel people. Like the scout for Baltimore. Baltimore always draft with that. Always. Like the last 15 years.
That's huge.
We got him.
That's really huge.
Can't remember the other. We got a dude from the Broncos, like they pro personnel director. I don't know what a pro personnel director does.
I don't know if that's huge or not.
Do they set up like?
How you know that's good pickup there? If you don't know what they do.
Not him. Dude from Baltimore is pro.
Yeah, that's pro.
I think we got the. I think there's the other dude. We got another scout dude. We're told. We get people from winning organizations that can see through it. Big Fangio for the 49ers, great defense. John Fox, great, like, pretty good quarterback, I mean, coach. Took two teams to the Super Bowl, two separate teams, and built some teams up from the dust. But remember when they had, what's his name, Tim Tebow, they sucked.
And they went to the playoffs.
Yeah, and beat Pittsburgh.
Right.
First game.
John Fox. A little bit of Tim Tebow, too. A little bit of Tim Tebow, too.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't he come back?
Who?
Tim Tebow.
Yeah, he played for the
Who he played for now?
Jet Eagles.
Eagles? Is it?
Yeah. It's done.
You sure?
Yep.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I like that.
He gonna be the starter. What?
Who the Eagles got right now?
Eagles got
Bradford.
Yeah, Mark. I mean, they got Marco Murray and Ryan Matthews. Wait, who didn't DeMarco Murray go to the Eagles?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ryan Matthews, because they wanted
right.
Al Gore.
Right.
Al Gore. Frank Gore. If they had Al Gore, they would be weak.
I don't know.
Remember that senator?
Yeah. Yeah, Al Gore would be up for other stuff. Maybe he'll try to talk about the environment. Which is important.
Which is important.
It is. What's the things, man, that you see in the sky? Chemtrails, man. What's that about?
Chemtrails is something from like when jets.
Yeah.
Those supersonic over your head, they drop like these particles. From like the engine.
You think that's what that is?
It changes. It like messes with your neurons or something in your head, like natural head, like your body.
Right.
What?
I don't think they should be doing that.
No. Worth that.
they don't disappear. They for a long time, like for like 15 minutes.
They trickle.
Right. It's like they gotta be super thick.
I forgot what else. I've seen that on something too, but it was like a vortex that they had spotted in. I can't remember what city. In the sky. So what a vortex is, right? Like circles, big circles going all the way down in this little circle.
Yeah.
Like something came from like a wormhole. And it was like, it's possible. Whatever that was, it's possible they could be doing, dropping chemtrails. There's only one aircraft that makes those kind of rings in the air. Like, I'm talking about big circle of smoke rings. They get progressively smaller. A vortex. Like something came out of it.
When I know what you're saying, right.
It's a plane that the Army was working on.
Oh, okay. That's what you're saying.
Scared because it's possibly that it could be dropping.
Well, how often does that happen?
I think that's what you think. You don't know. I mean, it'd be places where you hear booms all the time. Don't know if that's a plane breaking the sound barrier over your head or not.
I don't think I want to hear. Like, we sitting here chilling.
You want to hear it, or you want it to just keep having to?
Do I want to hear it? No.
Hear the boom?
No, you want to hear something?
Oh.
No, that's kind of loud. Yeah. If you're not prepared for it.
Yeah.
The
Go Bears.
The Curtis Two Character Times. Of course, Reality Radio on Blog Talk Radio.
No, Rick.
It's Rick. Over here. And we out of here.
Peace.
Enjoy your Saturday. Happy birthday, myself. What up, fam, New York? What up, fam, everywhere? It's all good.